21-year-old Erie Meyer is an avid user of social networking sites, where people post personal information and photos and connect online. But she was surprised when she came across one particular profile on the site MySpace.com.
I stumbled upon my sister's by accident. I didn't know she had one. And some things on there I didn't like. It wasn't just things she had posted. It was in her comment section, which anybody can post on. There were things I felt were inappropriate.
Meyer's sister is 15, 1 year older than the minimum age for a MySpace profile. But as Meyer can attest, some young people don't realize that pictures and writings they post are available to anyone with access to the internet.
So I called her and had a conversation about it, and I asked her, you know, why the stuff was up there and if she thought it was a good idea to have it up there. And then I let her know that if I could find it, then that anybody could. She later decided to take it down.
MySpace.com recently announced new safety tools. MySpace's 100 million users can now set their profiles to private, allowing only their friends to access detailed information. And MySpace users above the age of 18 must now know the first and last names, or the personal email addresses, of users under the age of 16 if they wish to contact them. The co-founder of a similar networking website says young people are becoming more aware of the potential dangers of revealing too much information or portraying themselves inappropriately online. Mark Ginsburg is Zanga.com's president and co-founder.
And what we're hearing is that teenagers, the people who use these sites, and this should be a welcome message for parents who are concerned, teenagers are concerned about their own safety, and they would like to feel that the industry is providing them tools, is looking out for them.
Ginsburg was one of several social networking executives to appear in June at a Washington, D.C. conference on internet safety. The increased oversight follows a rise in reports of minors being disciplined by school authorities for posting provocative pictures or messages on the internet. This teen was among students suspended from a Christian high school in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia after the principal found risque pictures and foul language on students' MySpace profiles. Reports also abound of deceptive profiles and sexual predators who find their young victims online. This 48-year-old is accused of using networking sites to find minors in the western U.S. state of California for sexual encounters. And this 19-year-old in the southern U.S. state of Texas faces charges for engaging in sexual activity with a 14-year-old he met on MySpace. He says the girl lied about her age on her profile. The girl's mother is suing MySpace for $40 million. Many users say the key to safety is knowing offline the people you're connecting with online. The site Facebook is for users who attended the same high schools or colleges. People are required to use email addresses provided by their schools. They must also use their real names, not nicknames or screen names. Chris Kelly is the chief financial officer of Facebook.
Because you exist in the community that you already exist in your high school or in your college, you don't have a lot of opportunities to interact with people that you don't already know, and there's no way to search for 14-year-old girls on Facebook. The segmentation of the communities provides that initial layer of protection. The authenticity of profiles and the actual identity means that there's accountability.
Kelly notes that Facebook disciplines people who post inappropriate content.
So if you put something up that violates our terms of service more than 3 times, your account could be initially suspended and you can actually be, kicked off of Facebook.
Farhad Alavi is a 28-year-old attorney who lives near Washington, D.C. He likes the exclusivity of sites such as Facebook and invitation-only sites such as asmallworld.net.
This is really obnoxious because, it's an invitation-only online community which is not open to the public.
He also uses Orkut, a Google-affiliated site that is very popular with his friends in Iran. Orkut also requires an invitation from a member to join. But with a little ingenuity and money, it is possible to buy an invitation into Orkut's online community on auction sites such as eBay. But Erie Meyer says even open environments such as MySpace.com can be safe places to explore.
It can be a cool tool for young people, but they also need to understand the dangers. And I think once they do, they'll act in a safe way.
Illustrating that safety has its place, even in cyberspace. Suzanne Presto, VOA News.